Have you discovered the testament in which your name is at the top? Some time ago in Germany, when I was there, I read of a man who got into great sorrow of heart. His uncle had gone to America many years ago and started a business here. And when he died, he left millions to his brother. And this brother was also an uncle of this man in Germany. And when this uncle died, the police sought for the heir, and they found that this young man in Germany was the heir. So they wrote him a letter, a registered letter, telling him that he was an heir of many millions of dollars. And when he got this letter, the postman wanted a certain amount of money for it, just a few pennies. This fellow said, "What? For my uncle? He never done anything for me. I'm not going to spend a mark and a half. Just take it back. I don't want it." And you know, this fellow got old. Now he's an old man. And now he found out what he had lost and what he had turned back. Millions of dollars could have been his and were offered him in this letter, and just because he was too stingy to pay a few pennies. And when he found out, he went to the government. He sued the government for this amount of money. It was lost. Couldn't get it anymore. He dies a pauper, and he could have been a millionaire. Have you found the book? You say, "I found thy words." Are they so precious to you?